The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
So we are back with my co-host, Frankie. How you doing, Frankie?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Excited to be here as always. How's things in the HR world?
Things are busy in the HR world, which is a good thing. I've been riding that wave of being number one in terms of employee engagement throughout Department of Navy. The team has been working on a lot of great stuff to make sure that we stay there. And I think that we're going to have an opportunity today. So I'm excited to hear about one of the other impactful programs that we have going on under employee engagement, which is part of our human capital strategy plan.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. Our human capital strategy. Last week, we had our annual supervisor forum, which was an amazing event for the supervisors, planned by the supervisors. I think it's great that every year we take the opportunity to set aside a day, or in this case, two half days, for the supervisors to get together, do some training, learn, get some inspiration. There were some great speakers this year. Did you have any favorites?
I did, and I hope that I remember her name correctly. I think it was the first speaker on the first day,
Betsy
Allen Manning.
Yeah, oh,
bam.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Her talk was really engaging. She was full of energy, which was probably the best thing to put her at the beginning because it kind of wakes all of us up. She was cracking me up with her acronyms, like the one that stuck out. She said TAN, like the word TAN, T-A-N, and it's Take Action Now. So I have a lot of notes from her talk that I really enjoyed. And based on the chat window, it looks like other people enjoyed her talk as well.
I had not heard of her before, but she was fantastic.
Yeah.
As you pointed out, it was a great way to kick off the supervisor forum. A lot of great takeaways, you know, as we're working through learning how to best operate in a hybrid work environment.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was on day two, though, was Gary Ridge. I think he's the CEO emeritus of WD-40, which is a local San Diego company. And I really liked his emphasis on coaching. And then later on that same day, our NAVWAR coaches came on and talked about the coaching program, which I think is a fantastic program. And I really liked the way he emphasized coaching over peer supervising or managing and the difference that makes for the employees to, if you look at it from the aspect of being a coach.
Right. And that's the piece that I think plays into continuous development, continuous learning, which is something we hold really high at NAVWAR. From an HR perspective, you want that. You want your supervisors, your leaders to be coaching the employees that they work with, that they're around, because eventually the leaders are going to leave, whether it's retirement or just for other challenges. And so you want to make sure you have that strong succession plan in place. And so what better way to do that than leveraging a coaching tool to make sure that your employees are learning how can they do things better, or what should they be looking at to prepare themselves to fill that next leadership seat that comes open. The coaching program is a good step in the right direction to make sure we have a strong succession plan for NAVWAR.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. So let's see, last time we were here, we were talking about employee engagement.
We did talk about employee engagement. There's so much that goes in that bucket. So I think today we have a good opportunity to talk about the mid-career rotation program, which is something that the organizational development and training team stood up. It is a team effort. A lot of different players had to get involved to get that program up and running. I'm excited for today that we have two individuals, one from the side of being a sponsor, so somebody who's hosting one of the NAVWAR employees to kind of look and see how they do things in their department, how it impacts the mission. And then the other flip side is one of the actual participants, them going as, I guess, the NAVWAR employee who's completing the rotation. And so we'll get to hear from her, you know, what her experience was and what she thought about the program.
Yeah, excited to introduce our guest today. I'm Jackie Molterer, who, as Francesca was just pointing out, was a participant in the NAVWAR rotation program. And on the flip side, we have a host for the program, Jude Gronenthal, who both are 8.0 employees. One works in command operations and the other works on our security team as a foreign disclosure officer. So excited to hear from them today.
Yeah, should be good.
Yeah. So why don't we go ahead and introduce them? I'll start off with Jude here to my left. And Jude, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. First, I just want to say thank you very much for having me here. And I'm a big fan. I've been following you guys since episode 1.
Are we marked as a favorite?
You are.
Yeah,
you are.
That's when it counts.
Exactly. You know, you guys are marked as a favorite, so I appreciate that. So as Director of Command Operations, obviously, we're a pretty diverse group. We've got Command Property that does your general equipment and all of your property for the entire SysCom. And then, of course, you've got Facilities, which is doing your fix-it tickets all the way to building multi-million dollar projects here on OTC and even the WLO, because we're working on one over there as well. And then we have Security, which is your physical security, your OPSEC, your personal security, and foreign disclosure. But I do want to add, law enforcement is not in there. So please, if there's any law enforcement issues, please contact Navy Base Point Loma Security. Also, facilities planning, that is, you know, your future planning, our years out, what is NAVWAR going to look like as far as facilities? And of course, revitalization falls within that. And you've probably heard about that on the news. And then last, we have our safety and emergency management team. You know, they're working on safety mishaps, safety equipment, and of course, COOP and emergency action plans. So that's Command Ops in a nutshell. It is a very diverse group, and it is not just OTC, it is SysCom-wide. So, you know, we work with all the PEOs, we work with headquarters, as well as the ESH3s. So I think it's a great opportunity for somebody to come in and learn a lot of aspects of that back end, running a command and getting things up and running and taking care of the employees. That's why we decided to volunteer Command Ops, because we thought it'd be good for people to, you know, diversify their portfolio and learn some other stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Jude. So, Jackie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. Thanks for having me. So, my name is Jackie Malter, and I'm a foreign disclosure officer under the NAVWAR headquarters security programs. And I did a rotation into PEO C4I PMW 150, which is the command and control systems PMW for NAVWAR. I had a great rotation. I was there for 5 months, and I got to rotate through all of the different functional areas and under the different leaders of PMW 150. It gave me a really good opportunity to get a snapshot of how the leadership does business day to day, each of the areas, the systems, and also the functional areas like finance and contracts, and just what it's like to be in a PMW instead of headquarters.
I understand that while you were in the program, you got to do something really exciting. Tell us about that.
I did. So kind of unique to my personal experience is my day-to-day as a foreign disclosure officer. We do releases for the international and cooperative development programs under NAVWAR. And so PMW 150 has the Nile project. And as part of my experience, I was allowed to go witness the steering committee meeting, which took place in Rome, Italy. It was an amazing experience. I got to see how the countries, the seven Nile nations, do business together, how they make decisions, how they allocate money, and work together as seven nations instead of just one.
Now that is cool. I think I'd like to sign up too. Frankie, is that possible?
Yep. No. I want everybody to have an opportunity.
Just to clarify though, does everybody who participates in the NAVWAR rotation program get to go to Italy?
I wish that were the case. We definitely reserved the number one spot for employee engagement if that were the case. But no, Jackie had a special opportunity, I would say, to manage expectations. If you're thinking about participating in the NAVWAR mid-career rotation program, you shouldn't expect that you're going to have that similar type of experience. I think she just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and it sounds like it was worth your while. Can you tell us, like, what drew you to decide that you wanted to throw your hat in the ring for this mid-career rotation program?
Oh, absolutely. So I've worked in my position in headquarters for about 10 years, kind of in different roles, but I've always been from the security, foreign disclosure, and, you know, corporate ops perspective, yet serving this greater acquisition command. So I wanted the opportunity to get out and see how the rest of the command does business day to day. I really like the idea of the mentorship opportunities it gave. So while I rotated through, I got to talk to all the leaders, all the APMs, and people within a completely different organization under my own command about what works, how they lead, how they got to their position today. So I really took advantage of the mentorship piece of it, for sure. Expanding your network is a big piece of it. I got to meet leaders from other commands and get to know, like, what other kind of things are out there. I really like the idea of mutual benefits. So I work with PMW 150 in foreign disclosure all the time. We do some of their security responsibilities, like foreign visits and foreign disclosures, all of their export licensing needs day to day. this gave me a chance to like get on the other side and train them on foreign disclosure, train them on areas that I'm good at, like CUI, and I helped them write a couple of security classification guides. So I really also appreciated the opportunity for the mutual benefit between the two organizations.
NAVWAR is a huge command. You know, occasionally said the sun never sets on NAVWAR. We are a worldwide organization, and sometimes as we work in our own specialized areas in the command, we don't really get exposure to the rest of the command and how it operates and how we support the fleet. What a great opportunity that you had, especially going to Italy. Really great opportunity. So Jude, from the perspective of a host, tell me what you gained from the experience and talk about would you do it again?
Yeah, and I'd like to add that we obviously didn't have any rotations to Rome, unfortunately, with Command Ops. But no, I think it's a great opportunity. It's kind of a force multiplier because we're getting somebody from another organization that gets to come in and kind of help us out too, right? Someone that has never seen it and can give us totally different views on how to think about something or how does the customer think about this? And so they help us in that respect. And then also we're helping us too because they get to go back to their organization and they have a good idea now of how Command Ops works and how that facilities ticket goes through and gets, you know, sent to NAVFAC and then goes over here and so why it takes time. So benefits both sides. And I really like that. And plus, I think it also rejuvenates the person that comes in because they get an opportunity to do something different than they normally do. Like you say, you kind of get stovepiped into the same, you know, thing day in, day out. And now you get to go do this for a couple of months and then go back and you're like, man, this is great. I have so much more information. You know, my breadth of experience, you know, is expanded now because I have different aspects that I can utilize. So I think it was great for both sides. And so I'd absolutely do it again and definitely urge anyone to put in for any of the opportunities.
Fantastic. Yeah. If anybody's interested in hosting a NAVWAR rotation program employee, please contact M.K. Bailey. Is that right, Francesca?
The 8033 team, Mary Kate Bailey or any of her team members, they'll get you set up, get in the right direction. It's funny, you know, Jude, you were talking about facilities and all the stuff that's within your portfolio and the mutual benefit and the mentorship and the networking. All of that is important and something that you can get your hands on by participating in a program like this. But one of the things I think that also you have a high chance of experiencing if you participate in a program like this is it gives you an opportunity to get your eyes in on a day in the life of and then insert whatever department. So in the case of facilities and our historic buildings here that are always running tip-top shape, you know, I do get to come to World War II buildings, which is nice. They're a piece of history. I think it would probably was a good opportunity for your individual who was doing their rotation to get a true appreciation for the types of work and grind that you get. And so they get to see like all of the steps it takes to resolve the issue and why sometimes the customer may not understand. Why does it take a week or 2 weeks to fix X? So it's also an education for them. And then they can go back to their home, whatever office department that is, with some now empathy for the facilities team to understand, you know, why it works the way that it does.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. They get to go back and they kind of get behind the curtains view of it. And, you know, everyone's always like, oh, you know, what's taking so long? Why does facilities, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, and we try our best and they can see that, you know, by coming in there and seeing all the facilities tickets that we are processing every day. And they get the true appreciation for what all the groups within command operations are constantly doing. And so I think that going back to their place kind of helps with like, hey, I know why it's taking, you know, here's all those things. And it helps us.
I think it's neat, too, that I can see in both of the rotation opportunities, the one that came into corporate ops and myself going to 150, we've kind of maintained the relationship. I know how I can help 150 better. And the individual that rotated into your spot, still, like, we still have our huddles. And
I think there's a kind of mentorship that, you know, forms from that, too, right? Because you've worked with those groups and for several months, so you got close with them. And so you build, a connection with them that now you can reach out, right? And now you know who's who over there and you can kind of get things done a little bit more efficiently, hopefully. And then also that mentorship part of like, hey, you know, what would you do in this scenario? Because it's outside of their current chain of command. So getting that outside perspective helps. And so building those relationships like you were talking about with these different you know, leaders is great. I think that's the unsung part of this. Yes, it's great to go to be command ops or go to Rome, Italy, but it's the value. We keep bringing that up, I know.
Never limit down.
The best I can offer you is a tour of OT3. But, you know, it's that part of building those connections. That's the true value that I think you're getting out of this program that you can't really attach a value to. Yep.
I would like a tour of OT3. So, Francesca, I probably should have asked this question earlier, but and you and I were both ready to volunteer for this program, but actually, who is eligible for the program?
All NAVWAR employees are eligible. At the first onset of it, I think it was more for mid-career DP3. I think my understanding in talking with MK is we're expanding it. The first iteration, which is what Jackie participated in, we got a lot of lessons learned. And so we were kind of making tweaks to the program. I think there's another iteration, if it hasn't kicked off already, is getting ready to launch. So hopefully I gave the right answer. I feel like that was a test.
It was not a test. But you are right, though.
I thought you were going to tell me it was not the right answer. Dang it.
No, you're right. The second cohort, I think if they've been selected, I don't know if they've actually started yet, but you're spot on with that. So sounds like a great opportunity. Jackie, would you do it again?
Absolutely. Multiple trips to Italy.
Wait, would you use it as like a selling point to get other people to come and join the NAVWAR team?
Which part? The
not
rotation?
The Rome, Italy,
yeah.
I know we could really deliver on that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if I could do it again, I would. I would love the opportunity to go again for a couple months to another one of the PMWs or maybe another part of the organization. Just, it was that great of an experience.
Oh, you want to come to HR? We need people.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Well, it sounds like, Francesca, we have two fantastic NAV warriors who fully endorse the NAVWAR rotation program.
Yeah, that's great. So spread the word with your network. Make sure you get it out there. Leverage your social media. LinkedIn, I think, is a big thing here at NAVWAR. You know, we're working on trying to figure out what we can do to better sell ourselves as NAVWAR being the desired employer. So it's good to hear stories like this from people who have actually participated in the types of employee engagement programs we have so that they don't just hear it from Art and Frankie.
Well, any closing comments, Francesca, before we land this plane?
No, I appreciate both Jude and Jackie coming out and giving us some of your time. I know that you guys are both very busy, so we appreciate you coming out and sharing your experience with us. If you have any other feedback, or especially being participants of the programs, if you think that there were things that maybe we could tweak a little bit to do a little bit better, now that you've had some time away to digest everything, definitely let myself or MK Bailey and her team know so that we can continue to improve on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again, and appreciate it being a part of this soon-to-be award-winning podcast.
Subscribe.
Which is number one on your playlist. All right, everybody. Let me add my thanks to Jackie and Jude as well, and to my co-host, Frankie. Great meeting with you again.
Good times. I look forward to this podcast.
I look forward to it as well. We will talk to everybody else soon on another episode. Thanks, everyone. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist, who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.